Door County Discovers New Music, FM 106.9, The Lodge. Joined from the kids from Peninsula Players. Audra's here and Sean is here.
Hey,
you may welcome back to the county, by the way.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You've been here before.
I was once before, yeah, a couple years ago.
Making God laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yours.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to talk about the Tin Woman opening on Tuesday.
Wahoo.
At Peninsula Players.
Exactly. Tuesday we open. We're really excited. We've been rehearsing for, we'll have rehearsed for about 2.5 weeks. It's a brand new piece. No one's done it before.
2.5 weeks. Now that seems to me, for a production this size, a pretty short amount of time.
It is. We've had a gun at our heads the entire time.
But what we're saying is that you were doing it for 2.5 weeks continuously.
Yes, exactly.
No sleeping.
No eating. No food.
14, 15 days.
Get
doing
in there.
It constantly.
Act better.
That's just awesome. Another great season opening for Peninsula Players on Tuesday. Tell us about the Tin Woman and where's the idea for this one?
Actually, the idea came from my sister, who is going to be in the show as an actress.
Do you want to tell everybody what your sister is currently doing? Or your wife, what your wife is currently doing.
My wife is currently appearing on Broadway in Wicked. And she's coming to the opening, actually.
This family's not messing around, kids, when it comes to theater, just so you know. All right, back to you and your story for Tin Woman.
Oh, yeah. It's basically, this. In a nutshell, the story of the Tin Woman is a story about a woman who gets a heart transplant and her eventual meeting with the family of the donor.
Okay.
So, my sister actually gave me this idea. She saw it in a newspaper and said, she knows I'm a writer, and she said, this is an interesting little idea. Don't you maybe do something with this? And first I said, that's ridiculous. You pay the check. I'm out of here. And then the more I thought about it, the more I worked on it, I thought, this is interesting. There's some things here. And I started going towards a romantic comedy way, and then it kind of twisted back, and it's got more of a the risk of hitting puns hard, a heartfelt moment, a heartfelt way of going about it. But I like it a lot. I wrote it.
I hope so. Yeah, you've been practicing it for 2.5 weeks here in the Peninsula. So there you go. All right. Well, Sean and Audra are here from Peninsula Players. The Tin Woman opens on Tuesday. And Audra, you got a bunch of stuff to contribute in here.
We have quite a few other events around the Tin Woman as well. We have some post-show discussions, backstage tours, a pre-show seminar even that we're doing before the play. Sean's going to join us. Mm-hmm. You did know that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay,
what?
Yeah. Sean's going
to
join us.
We're tacking that on to the 2.5 weeks
of practice. Is it okay to drink during that?
And we have a pre-show seminar set for 6:30 Tuesday, June 26th. So before the performance, some board members from the Second Chance for Life Foundation are going to come lead a discussion about their experience in having a heart transplant. And we hope patrons will join us and it'll help enhance the story of
and
the Tin Woman.
And educate as well.
And educate as well.
That's
exactly.
That's fantastic. I like that idea.
I do want to say, I don't want you to think it's homework to see the show. It's got a lot of comedy in it.
And especially if you watched or seen the Tin Woman, not the Tin Woman, Making God Laugh
with us
a few years ago, it still has those family dynamics. So if you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a sibling, you're going to enjoy some of the relationships and understand that happens.
So something for everybody on this.
Exactly.
As well as most of the things that are at Penn Players, too. Right.
I think so.
PeninsulaPlayers.com is the website, and you can also find out about showtimes. If you can't make the opener on Tuesday at 8, Other times,
because, you know, that's where we are at Peninsula Players, where the sun sets, the curtain rises, and the stars shine.
Wow, like a true commercial. You're so good. I love that.
I got chills.
You know what we're going to do, too, this morning? I'm going to put two sets of two passes on our Facebook page today on a Facebook freebie, and we'll draw two winners by 5 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you guys for bringing those in, by the way.
You're very welcome.
And it's looking like another great season. Is there anybody else that you guys need to thank or pimp?
I think, Sean, we should just talk about the cast a little bit because it's quite a talented group that we have.
You got a big lineup
for
this one.
It's a great group.
It really is. We have some returning players, veterans, including Joel Hatch and Christine Thatcher, who are very talented actors playing mom and dad, Jack and Alice.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel himself has just returned to the Players from his stint in New York.
Yeah, he was in Billy Elliot out in New York, The Adding Machine. He just finished a run of Annie on Broadway. So he's we managed to cajole him, and he's...
Well, who wouldn't want to come to the county in the middle of summer?
Exactly. And Joel's been here before. He's been in several productions with us, including All My Sons, The Cherry Orchard, You Can't Take It With You, as has Christine Thatcher, who's been performing with us and directing, and who's also a playwright. And I think it's also kind of fun that we have a playwright directing this piece,
Tom,
as well.
Tom Mueller. Yeah,
he's fisticuffs backstage.
Oh, yes. It's ugly. I'm really sugarcoating it, because really back there, you're not pretty. Yeah. But no, it's great.
So yeah, so joining Aaron on stage is Joel and Christine and Erica Elam, who's been with the Players before as well.
So just funny. She's so funny. She's crazy.
Good. Yeah. And Carol.
Carol Kuykendall, Joel's Joel's wife is here, who is his real-life wife.
More fisticuffs back.
One's talking to anybody right now. No.
And Carol's new to the Players, as is Matt, so we're kind of excited to have some new talent.
Talking about the Tin Woman from the kids from Peninsula Players, Audra's here, and Sean is here, the person that made it all possible out of your mind.
From my fevered mind.
Comes the Tin Woman, and making God laugh was your contribution.
Couple of years ago, in 11.
Couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We got a great season lined up for Peninsula Players. And again, if you want to go to the show, Tin Woman opens on Tuesday, and we'll have your tickets posted on our Facebook page, keyword FM 106.9 The Lodge. Again, peninsulaplayers.com. And again, thanks to Audra and Sean for coming in, making time out of your busy 2.5 week prepping nonstop schedule.
And after this, Sean will go into rehearsals because he's actually on stage with us for the next two plays.
Well, there you go. So you're going to stay around here for a while.
I am. I'll be here till the end of August. You know, so I'm planning on putting on a lot of weight. There's so many great places to eat here.
All the cheese curds and cherry pie you can stand, baby. Everybody.
You bet.
All right, you guys. Thanks for stopping in. We got Peninsula weather details coming up next.